This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. You probably got the notifications, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
I'm just very confused because, you know, I started using another company and you guys have been charging for like a year, you know, and they have access to my page. I think I have two Google listings. And
interesting.
So, yeah, I don't think, it doesn't seem like you guys are doing much for me.
And let me take a look here.
For a long time.
One thing I can tell you is that your program has some extra Google ads in it and whatnot. So if you wanted to, you know, just kind of settle the past due balance and cancel, you could do that, but I wouldn't want you to pay for a fresh batch of ads if you're not going to be able to use it, you know? So if I took those off.
Are you guys still running ads?
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing is that every month when we charge you $599, $400 goes straight to run those Google ads, okay? So being that the account's past due, that $400 hasn't processed yet this month, so we can't run ads until we send that fresh batch over. You know what I mean? Because the ones from last month, they've already used them. So, but you have, you know, a little bit of wiggle room there. If you wanted to keep the ads and cancel the other aspect of the program, you could pay $400 and do that. Or you have a way to cut the ads down a little bit. The minimum requirement is $300. So, you know, we could do a $300 batch of Google ads if you wanted to. But I will tell you, I don't know what the other company is doing because this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, and this is talking about just the Google business page that we have ranking on the first page, you've been found 3,892 times and you've had 492 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you're getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're thinking it's as a result of the other company's efforts, but it's actually coming through the programming that Local Splash is doing for you. Now, let me look at the
traction. I don't know. I mean, I'm just very confused because my phone hasn't been really ringing at all like it used to.
Really? You know what? Sometimes people get involved with a Mickey Mouse company that doesn't know what they're doing. And if they did create a duplicate listing, that throws a red flag with Google and it absolutely would hurt your rankings. So that could be what's happening. I don't see that second Google listing is published, but it could be that because one was created, it's causing that red flag. So what I could do is, you know, once the account's up to speed, is I could absolutely have the technicians do a performance check and just make sure that if there is another Google listing out there, that we get in contact with our representatives at Google and just have them, you know, merge the listings so that way you don't have a duplicate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so when you're looking at my listing on Google, I know I have two profiles.
Okay, so this one is, hold on, it says SprayWorks, and it shows a 4.8-star rating and 4 reviews. So actually, all 5 stars are filled in because 4.8 is as close as you can get to 5 stars, right? But it's the one with those 4 reviews on it, which is the one that we're managing for you. Did they create another one that also says SprayWorks, or does it say something else?
Yeah, and it has one. I'm not sure. Is there a way to be able to check who manages it?
Not if we don't have access to it, but we could show you how to get into it. Did you create it, or did they? Oh my goodness, I see now you have 3 Google listings. This is not good, actually. There is the second one that has a 1-star rating on it. That could be affecting your conversion. And then the third one has no reviews. So that is not good.
I didn't save that one. I need to get both of those taken off. And honestly, whenever I was working with you guys, I had, you know, it seemed like I was getting the most calls and stuff. I would rather quit using Townsquare and use you guys, but I don't know how
sorry that you got involved with them. That's a scam company. That what they do is they call Local Splash clients and they put all kinds of fear in their mind. They say, oh, Local Splash isn't doing to what's, you know, to Google's best practices, and this is what they're doing wrong and that's what they're doing wrong. We actually have a legal team that's been notified about their pitch, if you will. And then what they don't tell people is that if you sign up with them, they can't do anything with the Google listing if they don't have access to it. And because they're mostly scam company, they just create new ones and it ends up hurting you, you know? So I'm so sorry that you got involved in them. But what I'll do is I will send a message to our verification department. Let me just see here. And then I will have them contact Google to at least, you know, merge those listings. Hopefully they can just eliminate the one with the 1-star rating, because that's going to do nothing but hurt you anyway. But I'll have them try to get in contact. It's not an easy fix. I mean, it wouldn't happen today, but usually once we report it, Google will say, oh, they'll get back to us within, like, what, 7 to 10 days, something like that. But I can, like, be in communication with you as the outcome, you know. So let me just notify them.
Yeah, I really need to try and get both of these other ones off of there and just have the one. It's pretty obvious, you know, how bad it's hurt me. So I'm wondering if they didn't flag it and I'm not even being shown.
I'm asking them right now. I put, client has 3 Google business pages. Can you fix that? And then let me take a screenshot of it so I can send it to them also so they can see.
And I've tried to get out of that Townsquare thing, but I can never get them to answer me.
That company, the problem with them is that they're hard to get a hold of. What I would do maybe in the meantime is just let your bank know not to process any payments from that company, to kind of block them.
And that's what I've done, and that's why you guys can't process my payment either.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, some banks can just block like one entity and still keep the card open, but they probably just blocked it all. What we could do, if you wanted to continue with this, Eric, is we could put a new card on file. Also, you don't have to do the $599. I mean, I don't know how much you're spending with them, but if you're spending, you know, $599 with us, and then you're also spending extra money with them, and then they've messed things up for you so bad that now you're not getting business, you know, what you could do is just, you know, take the Google Ads off and pay $199. That gets everything current. And then the technicians can go in and do all of the updates that were missed since the account's been in suspension, because that also is hurting you. Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when we have an account that goes into suspension because of the payment, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done. So ever since August 17th, that's been hurting you, you know, that there's almost a month worth of updates that also have to go in and be, you know, programmed in. Now, what I can do to help you out, you know, monetarily a little bit, is I could, you know, if you can do the $199, I could push that next billing out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full until October 11th. That way you wouldn't have to worry about the next payment that's coming up on the 17th.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. I need something out there, and then I just need to get these other pages off of here, and then, you know, I was paying them $600 a month, plus you guys.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I always tell people that if they hear from anybody else that says, you know, oh, you have to do this or that with your Google listing, or you have to pay more money, you know, sometimes business owners, and I don't blame you, Eric, I would think, oh, if I work with two companies, I'll get double results than if I work with one. But they don't tell you that it's going to hurt you. So the problem with those guys is, you know, that you're just taking that money and you're throwing it down the toilet. And now, not only that, they've actually messed up the good placement that we had for you, you know? But the good thing is that I already notified that department. So they will, you know, be in contact with Google today to get those business listings merged. And like I said, once we find out what the outcome is, we'll definitely be communicating that with you. In the meantime, what you can do also is I'm going to have them start putting some fresh weekly posts on the legitimate Google business page that we're managing for you, and that will help you. And then you can start working on getting some more five-star ratings on that page, and I'll send you a little review generator email that will help you with that. And so with those two things being done, you know, once this all gets merged, it's going to bump you right back up and you're going to start getting some phenomenal results again. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. If you could please send me that link to my email, and I can just copy and paste that basically and send it to them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's exactly how it works. It's hyperlinked to your Google business page, and it'll say, you know, thank you for using SprayWorks. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when they click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, and it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that five-star ranking on Google.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could send that over to me, and then I can probably go ahead and pay you guys the $199.
Sure. Okay. So, yep, that'll get everything reactivated, and like I said, you'll be paid in full till October 11th, so, you know, we'll have plenty of time to get things, you know, turned around for you. So for the $199 on the new card, do you think it's still tied into the same billing address on 659 South Borough Drive?
No, it'll be a different address.
Okay, so give me the new billing address then.
Let me see. So for this card, so both of my cards are shut down right now because I'm trying to get this figured out. So this
okay.
is probably going to be like a temporary type deal until we get this figured out and my other cards are back activated.
Okay. So you could always go on the dashboard, or you could call us before October 11th and we could put the new card on file for you. But this one's probably going to be just a one-time payment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I'll put that note on here too. So what do you think the billing address is that's associated with that temporary card?
It'll be 4 Reese Circle.
Okay.
And that's Lamar, Colorado, 81052.
Lamar, 81052. Got it. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4037.
Okay.
6600.
Got it.
8729.
Okay.
0472.
And expiration?
0426.
And the code?
089.
089. And is Reese, R-E-E-S-E, or?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And I already sent you that review generator email, so it's pretty self-explanatory, but if you have any questions on it, just feel free to call us. And I actually got, it says invalid account number, so I probably put one digit in wrong. So let me read it back to you and tell me where I went wrong, okay? I have 4037-6600-87. Oh, that's what it is. 86 or 6602. And then is it 8729?
Yep.
And 0472?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just had that as a zero, but it should have been a two. Okay, I fixed that. So let me store it with the correct number and I'll try it again. Okay, that time it worked. I got the green light for you. So you're all good to go for now. So if you have any questions, just feel free to call us. And like I said, we will be in communication with you once we find out what Google's going to do with those duplicate listings, okay?
Okay, awesome. I appreciate it. Yeah, and if you could let me know kind of as soon as you know what they say.
Of course. Yeah, it's important that you get that fixed, so I'll definitely make sure that they stay in contact with you as soon as they see the outcome, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Have a great rest of your week too, Eric.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.